Vocabulary. Compassionate. 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 Enterprise. 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 Exceptional. 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 Funds. 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 Innovative. 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 Process. 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 Routine. 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 Undertaking. 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 Dollars and cents. Behind the success of these big businesses is a desire to help others. Good business is not always about the bottom line. A compassionate company knows that making money is not the only way to measure success. Many large businesses in the United States and all over the world are finding unusual ways to help people in need. Hearts and souls. After starting and running four businesses, Blake Mikulski wanted a break from his usual routine. In 2006, he traveled to Argentina in South America, and while he was there, he learned to sail and dance. He also visited poor villages where very few of the children had shoes. Mikulski decided he had to do something. "I'm going to start a shoe company, and for every pair I sell, I'm going to give one pair to a kid in need." For this new undertaking, Mikulski started the business using his own money. He named it Toms, Shoes for Tomorrow. The slip-on shoes are modeled on shoes that are traditionally worn by Argentine workers. Mikulski immediately set up his innovative one-for-one program. Toms gives away one pair of shoes for every pair that is purchased. Later that year, Mikulski returned to Argentina and gave away 10,000 pairs of shoes. By 2011, Toms had donated over 1 million pairs. Toms employees unpack shoes to give away. The company has expanded to sell eyeglasses. In a similar program, one pair of eyeglasses is donated for every pair that is bought. Mikulski is pleased and surprised. "I always thought I would spend the first half of my life making money and the second half giving it away," Mikulski says. "I never thought I could do both at the same time." Giving back rocks. Have you ever seen a Hard Rock Cafe? The company runs restaurants and hotels. In 1990, the company launched a new enterprise, charity. Since then, it has given away millions of dollars to different causes. Its motto is "Love all, serve all." One way the company raises funds for charity is by selling a line of t-shirts. The process starts with a rock star designing the art that goes on the shirts. Then the shirts are sold on the internet. Part of the money that is raised from the sales of the shirts is given to charity. Employees at Hard Rock Cafe locations are encouraged to raise money for their community. Every store does it differently. The Hard Rock Cafes are successful and give back to the community. top five biggest charities. Number one, United Way Worldwide. Number two, the Salvation Army. Number three, AmeriCares. Four, Feed the Children. Five, Food for the Poor. Individuals as well as businesses are committed to helping people in need. This graph shows the American charities that got the most donations in one recent year and how much money they raised. The restaurant in Hollywood, Florida, worked with some exceptional students from two Florida high schools. Together, they put on an event to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The foundation grants wishes to children with serious medical problems. The bottom line. Every day, companies are thinking of innovative ways to give back to their community. If you own a business, making a profit is important. However, helping others is just as important as the bottom line. Helping others is good business.